This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire on USA Radio Network. Wayne Allen Root, we're on Unfiltered on these USA radio stations all over the country, coming to you from my flagship station, KBAT 790 AM here in Las Vegas, and stationed all over this great country, syndicated by USA Radio. KBAT run by the great Edward Stoltz, who gave me my shot in radio, and USA Radio run by Fred Weinberg, who gave me my shot in national syndication. So this show is dedicated to Ed and Fred. We love to hear from you. My email is WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. And, of course, the phone number, 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK, toll-free from anywhere in the U.S. of A. And my website, RootForAmerica.com. A couple things I want to get into today. First of all, a little bragging. I'm the only guy I know of in the country, and my buddy Matt says the same thing, who listens to every show. Nobody in the country was demanding that Trump pass some sort of an executive order that says if you wreck a statue, if you destroy a statue, if you remove a statue, if you deface a statue, you're talking about significant jail time. I said 20 years in jail. He comes out this morning and says 10 years in jail. I believe it's an executive order. It's the way he worded it. It is now the law of the land. You screw with a statue, you go to jail for 10 years. So thank you for listening. And I'm tickled pink that I'm the only guy I know of in the country that brought that up and said it's very important to your fans. We're getting sick of this. You're falling down on the job, Mr. Trump. We love you. I love you. I called you the GOAT. Greatest of all time. But you've got to come through on this. You can't allow anarchy in the streets. What are you doing about people ripping down statues? So that's number one. Number two, I said clearly on my show this morning, if you don't hear my early morning show, Wayne Allen Root Early Edition, a caller called in and asked me about Bubba Wallace, the NASCAR driver, who found a noose and said, oh my God, you know, to me it sounded from day one like a Jussie Smollett story, except I never accused him. I said, I don't know if it's him, I don't think it's him, I just think this whole story stinks to high heaven. There is no noose. Do you know how well guarded the NASCAR garages are? There's no fan allowed to sneak in and put a noose in a NASCAR garage. So the whole thing smelt from day one. And guess what? It turned out to be a fraud. He was so broken up. Oh my God, someone left him a noose. Someone wants to kill a black man in America again. Oh, it's so terrible. Why does it turn out almost every, not every time, but almost every single time? If white people are so racist, how come liberals have to make it up to show signs of racism? All across America, you know how many times the media's covered this up? How many times someone has found at their college dorm a noose or the N-word written on their door? Something terrible, threatening their life. The KKK is after me. And then it turns out they made it up and they wrote it themselves. Just like Jussie Smollett. Happens all the time. But you can only find all these frauds, these fraud stories, on conservative talk radio or on conservative websites. It's never in the mainstream media. So liberals have no idea, or at least act innocently, like they have no idea it ever happens that way. Every time someone screams the N-word, every time someone writes on the sidewalk in chalk the N-word, it turns out it's a liberal who's trying to make you believe there's tons of white racists out there. Not only are there not tons of white racists, but even if someone were thinking the N-word, let me go further. Let's assume lots of white people are racist, and they're thinking the N-word every time they see a black person, which is not true, by the way. But let's assume it's true. Do you think they're dumb enough to spew it in public to a stranger on a Manhattan street? And when I saw a video the other day, I said, that's a scam. Some woman was screaming the N-word at a black college student? That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my life. If that's true, that's horrible. I don't believe anybody's that racist or that dumb to do that. And it just so happens the people are getting screamed the N-word at always have a camera ready and waiting or a phone ready and waiting to turn on the camera instantly and capture the whole thing. And the dummy on the other end just keeps screaming the N-word with the camera rolling. Doesn't that seem like a setup to you? And why would it be strange for me to say that when Jussie Smollett was a setup? And now this one, Bubba Wallace. Again, I don't think Bubba Wallace did it. I think what happened is he jumped to conclusions. I think everybody is so certain on the Black Lives Matter spectrum. They're so certain. Black people have been convinced by liberals and communists in this country and anti-American Antifa. They've been convinced we're a racist nation. They believe the worst instantly. And he saw a rope and immediately assumed it was a noose. Here's NASCAR's press release. As of today, the FBI has completed its investigation at Talladega Super Speedway and determined Bubba Wallace was not the target of a hate crime. The FBI report concludes, and photographic evidence confirms, the garage door pull rope, fashioned like a noose, had been positioned there since as early as last fall. I think they said October 19th. This was obviously well before Bubba Wallace's team's arrival. They put 43 teams arrival. And the garage's assignment. No one knew what garage he was going to be in. He'd never been in that garage before. They could have given him the garage next to it. The rope had always been there, in other words. So another hate hoax. There is no hate. Nothing at all. But you know where there's hate? The streets of Chicago. Over 40 shot and 6 killed. Now, you think I'm going to say over the weekend. Well, then you weren't tuned into yesterday's show where I told you 104 shot, all of them black, I guarantee you. Every single person shot in Chicago over the weekend was black. 104 of them shot, 14 killed, and I guarantee you, in every case, the shooter was black. Why does that not disturb black leaders? Why does that not disturb Black Lives Matter? Why does anyone say one black person killed by one cop is so much more important than all the black people killed each weekend by other black people? Why is that not an issue? I'm not even bringing up white cops shot by black people. It happens every day. I'm not bringing up black cops shot by black people. That happens every day. I'm not even bringing that up. All I'm comparing it to is every weekend and every day, lots of people of color are shot in high crime neighborhoods in the United States of America, and they're shot by black people, and the people shot are black, and no one's protesting, no rallies, no protests, no marches, no hunger strikes, no nothing to show a sadness, a contrition, an understanding of the tragedy of what's going on in America's inner cities. But anyway, it was 104 shot over the weekend. So where am I getting 40 shot, 6 killed? Oh, that was yesterday, Monday. 40 shot Monday in Chicago. 6 fatally on Monday, June 23rd in Lori Lightfoot, Chicago. NBC Chicago reports the last of the fatal shootings occurred around 12:45 p.m. Monday when 3 women were shot, 2 fatally, on the south side in a domestic-related shooting. 56 people were shot in Chicago by Sunday morning of Father's Day weekend alone. 9 of them died. And you just look at this stuff and you just go, wow, that's a lot of dead people. That's a lot of shot people. That's a lot of people whose lives are ruined forever. And nobody's marching about that. Never have. No black leaders raising a ruckus over that. Never have. And it's not like it's just Chicago. It's Baltimore. It's Detroit. It's Chicago. It's every black inner city. Every person of color inner city. So, I gotta tell you, it does make me happy that Jimmy Kimmel's in trouble. If you're with me in the first hour, you heard me end with this topic. Jimmy Kimmel used the N-word repeatedly in prior skits. Jimmy Kimmel was in blackface in prior skits. And it just so happens Wayne Root, the Republican, the Trump supporter, has never been in blackface in my life. And there were no N-word skits in my entire life. In all the thousands and thousands of hours I've been on radio and TV, I've never used the N-word in fun, in jest, or in seriousness. Why is it always liberals using the N-word? And why is it always liberals in blackface? Can anyone answer me that? How many different Democrat politicians have been found to be in blackface in the past? And now the N-word. So Jimmy Kimmel, if you live in a glass house, Don't throw stones, buddy. Don't throw stones. Because it's always going to come back to you. And that's been my point. I'd like to naturally defend Jimmy Kimmel. Just like I'd naturally defend Howard Stern. As a kid, I grew up listening to Howard Stern. He was funny as hell, man. Raw and funny. And now you're going to go, oh, Wayne, that makes you a racist. You enjoyed those terrible jokes. You know who's the funniest I ever heard? Not Howard Stern. Chris Rock. He's black. And the things he said and the N-words he's thrown around. And the things he said about white people. Rude. Raw and rude. And I laughed uproariously. Because I got a sense of humor. I'm not a politically correct moron automatron. So I'd like to defend Jimmy Kimmel, except he is such an arrogant liberal. And he hates Trump, and he would hate me if he knew me. I'm sure he does know me and hate me. And look at what happened to you, man. You're off for the summer. You're taking off the entire summer. You're not going to be on TV, and you may never come back. Because in the end, that liberal mob always comes after you, too. Always comes after everyone. When I get back, I got a great story to tell you. I rarely venture out too much nowadays because I work all day. I just work out of my home office all day long and then do 5 hours of radio. I'm rarely out shopping or things like that. It's so rare. But I had to go to the post office today. And I had an incident at the post office I want to tell you about. It's very funny. I triggered a liberal. Wait till you hear the story at the post office. It shows you what snowflakes they all are. What a joke this little princess was. You'll hear it when we get back. Just a total snowflake, always offended by everything. I didn't maintain my proper social distance, and he lost his mind in line at the post office. And I gave it to him with both barrels, and he ran. Wait till we get back. I'll tell you the story. Wayne Allyn, the Warrior.
This is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty Health Share, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty Health Share has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty Health Share is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past 3 decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to finestknown.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I want all of you to get real water, that is. I live and die with my real water. It's the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go, and it tastes great, too. Real water has upped their game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And here Here's an additional benefit. You can put real water concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You'll be amazed. Here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of the real water concentrate. Free. 100% free. All you have to do is pay a small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Moore sent you and get your free bottle. 702-381-1217. Go to TeamGetReal.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
Hey, it's Wayne Allen Root. It's so funny. I'm looking at Biden again. Biden was on TV today with Barack Obama, and they were on camera together. And it was some sort of a virtual fundraiser, I guess, for the Democrat Party. And the two of them are on there together. One thing I will say about Obama, okay, I may not have liked him. I may not have liked anything he did. I didn't like his actions. I didn't like his agenda. I didn't like his opinions. I thought he was basically a Marxist communist out to destroy America, but hid it very well and acted like a wonderful little nice guy who loved America. So that makes him a fraud. I think he ripped off America with Obamacare. I think he used the IRS to use criminally to come after people like me. And anybody who criticized him, and that's a crime, so that makes him a criminal. And I think he used spying to go after Trump, and I think that's a major crime. It's called treason. I think under normal circumstances, it'll never happen, but under normal circumstances, we were in a fair country that wasn't a banana republic controlled by a liberal media, Obama would be going to jail for a lot of years. But one thing I'll say about him is I still respect him after all that, because he is smart. Smart as a whip. And the look on Obama's face when Biden is talking is so funny. And Biden says something that makes absolutely no sense, as usual. This is why they hide him in the basement. This is why he's an old man with dementia hiding in a basement. He says, stop the Cold War future that we're talking about. We're talking about a peaceful Cold War. What are we talking about, said Biden. And Obama's got a look on his face like, why did I ever get on TV with you? Why am I sitting here with you? Why did I make you my vice president? Why do we make you the nominee of the party? Oh, my God, he's a blithering idiot. He's got that look on his face like Biden is a blithering idiot. And he is a blithering idiot. Let's go over those words. What do they mean? Stop the Cold War future that we're talking about. We're talking about a peaceful Cold War. What are we talking about? Huh? What does that mean? That's Biden.
And Obama gets it, believe me. You see, one thing about Obama, he's a cool dude. I may not agree with anything he believes in. He wouldn't agree with anything I believe in. But him and I could sit in a bar and have a drink and have a conversation about Joe Biden. We would both laugh our asses off about Joe Biden. You do realize he doesn't have a brain anymore, right? You know that, right, Obama? Yeah, I get it, Wayne. I could pitch that conversation. Nothing I could do about it. He's all we got. We're going to hide him in the basement. Hide him in the basement. We'll name someone VP. Who knows? Maybe even Michelle. And then she'll become president when we evoke the 25th Amendment very soon after he's elected. I could just picture that conversation. OptiVita is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. OptiVita Nano Silver Souls, a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. In multiple lab tests, it destroys dozens of dangerous pathogens within minutes. Unlike other silver products that can only kill a single pathogen cell, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul can disarm and disable dozens of pathogens before it safely leaves your body. With more than 50 U.S. patents, amazing. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in patented silver products, and they charge 50% less than leading competitors. They're so confident you'll feel the difference. They offer a 30-day return guarantee. Give them a call. Toll free, 844-5-SILVER, 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 and use the name Wayne. And they'll tell you about the greatest deal that they've got. And they'll automatically give you 50% less than the leading competitors in price. Go to patentedsilver.com or call 844-5-SILVER, patentedsilver.com. Now, quickly, my story. I was in the post office, and I'm waiting in line. And the guy in front of me, I don't know, I walked into the post office, first of all. And when I walked in, I did not have a mask on, but I had it hanging around my neck, and I immediately put it up the minute I got in. But I saw him stare at me as I walked in, and it wasn't on yet. Now, first of all, there's a sign in the post office that says, we encourage you to wear a mask, but they do not say you have to wear a mask. I chose to wear one to be nice. I didn't have to wear one at all. But I saw him eyeing me, and I knew immediately he was morality police, liberal morality police. Now I get behind him. And he takes a box, you know, those boxes they give you at the, express mailbox, and he slams it. He slams it behind him between you and me. And I was startled, and I looked at him, and he's like, spacing, you're too close to me. And I said, really? That's why you slammed the box down? He says, yeah. I said, are you joking? Are you a joke man? And he goes, oh, I know which side you're on. And I said, oh, now you're making it about politics. You met me 8 seconds ago. I'm standing behind you in line. You practically threw a box at me. And now you're bringing up politics. Oh, you're right. I'm a Trump Republican. And I said it loud. And he looked at me and went, oh, my God, he's going to infect me. And he ran out of the post office. I swear to God, that was the response. Oh, my God, you're going to infect me. These people are stark, raving, crazy, insane, mentally ill, deranged. They need a rubber room and a hug from their mommy. Another snowflake who couldn't take standing in line in the post office with a Republican too close behind him. He's lucky I didn't kick him in the ass.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump at an event in Phoenix, Arizona, telling his supporters that the left-wing mob is trying to destroy American heritage by tearing down statues and desecrating monuments. The president then switched his attention to talking about the wall that's being built between the United States and Mexico.
We have a wall, so we've built 220 miles. We're going to have, and it's every single element. I met with Border Patrol, who are fantastic, by the way. Every single element they wanted, you have to see through, which makes sense. You have to do all of the different, we have cameras on it, we have sensors on it. It is just 30 feet high.
The FBI saying the rope found in Bubba Wallace's NASCAR garage was a door pull and not a noose and had been there since 2019. USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. In today's world, especially with the economic shutdown and slowdown we've all just experienced, violent crime is on the rise. Will you or your family be the next victims? What if I told you you can learn to protect yourself and your loved ones for free? For my personal protection, I recommend training at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there free of charge. Yes, it's true, but there are limited spaces. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge. No hidden surprises or catches. Supply limited. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first free course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at FrontSight.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the sponsor of this segment of the show is Finest Known. You all know I'm the world's biggest believer in gold and silver, especially rare collectible coins. Finest Known has evolved over the past 22 years from one of the leading rare coin and precious metals companies in America. The leadership of Finest Known is a remarkable 150 years of experience in the hard money industry. I told my friends at Finest Known to go big or go home, and they went big. Just for my fans, they're presenting a first-time starter collection of beautiful, certified, uncirculated Morgan silver dollars. The Morgan silver dollar was born from the Wild West in 1878 and is the single most collected coin in the U.S. rare coin market. This is an opportunity to acquire an amazing set of 20 certified coins with 20 different dates and or mint marks, all with the best price guarantee anywhere in America. And as an added bonus, receive a 21st coin for only $1. $1! And Finest Known's President Adam Crum will send an autographed copy of his best-selling book free. Just say WAR when you call. It's a one-time only offer for WAR listeners and fans. Just say WAR or tell them you listen to the Wayne Allen Root Show. Call now at 800-663-1929, 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com. We've got a great interview because it is the White House Deputy Press Secretary and a good friend of the show, Mr. Hogan Gidley. Hogan, you're on with WAR. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Other than the fact that America has some problems, some big problems. They're not President Trump's fault, but his job is going to be to solve them. You can't have mobs in the middle of the street rioting and looting and shooting. You can't have mobs tearing down statues. But I'm glad that he listened. I've been screaming for a week now, and as far as I know, I'm the only guy in America who's screaming he's got to announce that if you rip down a statue, if a mob tries to tear down a statue, they're going to get 20 years in jail. Well, he announced this morning they're going to get 10 years in jail, and I love it. I think it's great. It's nice to know he listens.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you, he's the safety and security president. He's the law and order president. But I have to say that also is compassionate just by its very definition, you know. And for people to say you can't be law and order and compassionate, what's compassionate about letting your fellow man have their business burned to the ground, you know, windows smashed out, merchandise stolen, having innocent Americans dragged to the middle of the street, beaten within an inch of their lives, left to die? You know, like, that's not America. In fact, the federal government, when it's not overreaching, has its own goal, has its own mission, which is to protect the American people. And that's for the federal government, for the state government, the policing power is at the local level. And, you know, let's focus on what it's meant to do, which is protect those who can't protect themselves.
I'm with you. No, listen, I'm not a big fan of taxes. I hate taxes. I'm very anti-tax. But I know there's one reason for taxes. Government's job is to keep us all safe. That's the only real reason. Military to keep you safe from foreign invaders, and police and fire to keep you safe from terrible things domestically. And that's why we pay taxes. So if you're going to leave people to fend for themselves in a Seattle chop zone, you know, that isn't Seattle anymore, and they claim it's another country that's been taken over, occupied by armed insurgents, or you're going to let people topple multi-million dollar statues, you don't have an America anymore. You don't have a rule of law anymore. So I'm glad he's acting, and I'm glad that we've got some law and order on our side. And I think that's the overarching theme that will win the election in November. Trump needs to be the alternative to the mob.
Yeah, and look, it's amazing to me to hear some of these folks on television talking about how we need to make sure that if, for example, someone breaks the law, they should go to jail. I mean, I thought that was pretty obvious. I thought if you commit criminal behavior, if you engage in lawlessness, there should be consequences for that. And so, look, I've driven around this city here in Washington, D.C. I've been to other places. I look at the video. I've listened to people cry out in pain and sadness. And they've turned some of these cities, some of our great American cities, into some type of post-apocalyptic hellscape. I mean, it looks horrible out there, what they're doing to these cities. And I will say this, for every sad thing you see that way, for every divisive measure that so many on the left are trying to drive between us, there are just as many videos surfacing of folks, embraced with hugs, tears, saying we're going to get through this together, of all races. That's what this country is. It's not unique to America that we had dark times in the past. All nations suffer through dark times. What's unique to America is that we come out on the backside of it better off and more united because of the struggles we face. This president has taken leadership through this time, and while so many on the left, so many in these cities, just refuse to stand up and protect their own people, the basic function to protect those who can't protect themselves, it's so basic. They won't do it. This president will, and the leadership that he's shown, I think, is really going to prove to be something that the American people gravitate toward.
I believe that black people will vote Republican this year in much higher numbers. I'm not delusional. I don't think it's a majority, but I think President Trump got about 8%, I believe, in 16, and I'll bet you it's in the teens, and there's a legitimate chance in the 20s. And the reason why it's such a dramatic increase is I think there's a black silent majority that believes in law and order and wants their community safe, and they're sickened by the idea of defunding police. And I think as the law and order candidate, Trump will get their votes.
But the African-American community, when they come to the White House and talk to the president, it's not just they believe in law and order. That's true. They want to be safe as well. What they believe in is finally they have a politician who promised something and then delivered. He's done that for all races, all creeds, all colors. When he got elected, he focused in to make sure everybody was better off now than they were under the previous administration. And when you look at what he did for historically black colleges and universities, not only making the funding in there permanent, but making it to higher levels they've ever seen, the opportunity zones in inner cities, there are 8,000 of them across this country where investment is spawned on all types of economic growth. In fact, when wages finally went up for the first time in 30 years because of this president's policies, they went up at a higher rate in the inner cities, to 8% higher because of the investment, the public-private partnerships. He understands that. Let's not forget criminal justice reform as well, the president focusing in on that too. So he's done a lot of things for the African-American community that were promised by previous administrations and never done. He's done things like that for everyone, moving the embassy, of course, to Jerusalem and Israel. People promise stuff and don't do it. And only in Washington, D.C. is it unique for a president to get in office and then say, remember all the things I said I was going to do, like building a wall? I'm doing it. And that's where he is today, down in Arizona, talking about the completion of the 200th mile of border wall. In fact, they're moving it so fast, internally, we were laughing about it because I think we're up around 220 now. We couldn't even get there in time for the 200th mile because they're moving it so quickly now. It's really been fascinating.
And we're talking to Hogan Gidley, the White House Deputy Press Secretary, great friend of the show. Let's switch gears in the last topic here to DACA, the Supreme Court decision on DACA. And in some ways, I think it was a win for the president, not a loss, because it wasn't what people thought. The Supreme Court didn't say they all have to stay now and Republicans and conservatives lose. What Supreme Court is basically saying is, you know, go back and negotiate this and figure out a compromise that wins for America, right?
Right. It's kind of more of a roadmap of here's how this should be argued. So the fact is, we understand there's a significant issue with DACA. We all know the history that President Obama said you couldn't do this multiple times and then just created law out of whole cloth, which you can't do. That's unconstitutional. We believe it still to be that way. And the logical inverse is true. If, in fact, the Supreme Court said Barack Obama has the right to create law out of whole cloth, then the next president would have the right to eliminate law out of whole cloth. I mean, that just makes sense, right? So we're looking at trying to move forward and trying to figure out the best way to get this country back on track as it relates to the immigration process. We've done so many different rules and regulations to make sure this process is makes more sense, not only pushing for a merit-based system, but other things. As you know, the wall is an important component. But the DACA piece is interesting because you don't have to guess what the Democrats really think about DACA kids. We gave them three times what they asked for under Barack Obama for DACA and also gave them permanent citizenship. We offered green cards three times more than Barack Obama ever offered, and they were actually green cards, not just visas. And Democrats said no. because they didn't want 1 inch of the wall being built. They wouldn't give over $1. Now, fast forward to a second budget, we had the same fight, and after they held up the government, shut down the government for so long, then they just let the bill go through with the same amount of funding for the wall. So they obviously didn't care about the wall like they said they did, and in the meantime, they left DACA kids languishing. So the president is trying to clean up the messes of past presidents, past administrations, and it's tough to do, don't get me wrong, but he's had more accomplishments in this first term than most presidents have had in two, and so we're looking forward to how we can best fix this issue along with countless others as we head into potentially a second term.
Yeah, last thing I'd say is just send to the president my wishes that this is all about negotiation. And we always lose. Before Trump became president, Republicans, conservatives, we give them things and we get nothing in return. That makes no sense to me. If we're going to compromise on DACA, just use it to as a wedge to get things like merit-based immigration and get rid of the visa lottery, get rid of birthright citizenship, and get the funding on the wall. Get some combination of that in return for DACA, and then it's a win-win for America.
That's exactly right. I mean, look, I think it doesn't have to be all or nothing here. We can figure out a way to get some things done, but you get to see how Democrats just completely lie about their sincerity on these issues.
Correct.
When we offer them what they want or offer them something they've had in the past, but we say, hey, but we're going to build the wall, which, by the way, let me just make this point. All these places, and I know you've seen the video going around, you've seen the pictures, what entity, what media entity who has destroyed the idea of a wall as being preventative, as being a solution, as working at all, what media entity surrounded its flagship building with a wall, with a perimeter?
CNN.
Exactly.
And by the way,
everyone knows they work.
In Seattle, they built a wall,
yes.
And they deported people they didn't like. It's hilarious.
I know you got to go.
You got a time commitment, and I want to let you go.
Yeah.
But we enjoy having you on. We appreciate every time. Please extend my love to the president, my support to him. He's the best. Hogan Gidley, White House Deputy Press Secretary.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the Magamall.
TheMagamall.com.
The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the, themagamall.com. Themagamall.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, sadly, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters because they don't all offer the same protection. And we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Natural 30-Day, 30-Use Protective Face Cover in sizes for adults and children. Made with three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also comfortable, easy to breathe, easy to speak with. It's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can also be used up to 30 days, just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents per day. Stock up for the whole family now at BoomerNaturals.com. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. OptaVita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. In multiple lab tests, it destroyed dozens of dangerous pathogens within minutes. Unlike other silver products that can only kill a single pathogen cell, OptaVita Nano Silver Soul can disarm and disable dozens of pathogens before it safely leaves your body. With more than 50 U.S. patents, OptaVita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in patented silver products, and they charge
50% less than leading competitors. OptaVita Nano Silver Soul is available for your health as a liquid, a skin gel, or a throat lozenge. OptaVita Silver is so confident you'll feel the difference. They offer a 30-day return guarantee. I've arranged to have them create special bundles and discounts if they're already low prices. These deals are exclusively for my listeners. While supplies last, just use the discount code WAYNE. Call toll-free 844-5-SILVER, 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER. Or go to patentedsilver.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome to the big show. Some new news is out about Hogan and Gidley. I'm waiting for Chris to send it over to me. Usually I find it myself. I haven't found it today. But Chris has it. Hogan's heading over to the campaign now. He's going to be in charge of basically being a spokesman for the Trump campaign for President of the United States instead of White House Press Secretary, Deputy Press Secretary. So a new position for Hogan. Here it is. Hogan Gidley to leave White House and become Trump campaign's new National Press Secretary, according to the Daily Caller. Interesting. Great new job for Hogan. Trump announced it today? All right. Politico first reported the news of the departure on Tuesday afternoon and claimed that negotiations with Gidley and the campaign have lasted about a month. Gidley will join the Trump campaign's communications team. He'll fill the position vacated by current White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany. Reports claim that after being appointed to his current position in 2017, Gidley drew Trump's favor by making frequent appearances on Fox News. Prior to joining the administration, he was a CBS contributor and served as a campaign advisor on Governor Mike Huckabee's 2016 presidential bid. All right. In any case, good luck to Hogan wherever you go. I guess we'll have on our show a lot as the campaign for President of the United States and the National Press Secretary. But either way, we love him on the show. Good job. Boomer Naturals is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I'm not a big fan of masks. Everybody knows that. But there are times where you have to wear them. There is no choice. And soon we may not have a choice about wearing them everywhere outdoors, or I should say indoors, meaning when we go out of our house but go into a office building or any sort of a mall or movie theater or anywhere. They're going to want you to wear masks, they say. That's going to be the next directive, I think, sadly, coming from the governor of our state of Nevada. You're going to have a mask. You have no choice. You heard about my run-in earlier today at the post office. Everybody was wearing masks. I brought mine in with me. I did not want to wear it. It wasn't on me, but I saw everyone in line wearing it, so I put it on. It's just one of those things. You have to have a mask sometimes. and a highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Natural 30-Day 30-Use Protective Face Cover in sizes for adults and children. Made with three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology to reduce the particles getting to your nose and mouth. Very comfortable, easy to breathe and speak with, made for long wear. Breathable protection even for those with sensitive skin. Can be used up to 30 days. Very affordable at less than 30 cents per day. Stock up for the whole family now at BoomerNaturals.com. 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 Use code WARRADIO20 for Wayne Allyn Root. WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. And get free shipping and handling, too, when you spend $50 or more. BoomerNaturals.com. Code WARRADIO20 at checkout to get 20% off. All we hear all day long is Trump's going to lose, Trump's going to lose, Trump's going to lose. Latest poll, latest polling between Trump and Biden shows Biden's up by 12 points, according to some stupid poll that doesn't poll likely voters and probably oversamples Democrats, just like the Fox News poll. But meanwhile, Rasmussen, the only one I really trust, Trump today is at 45% approval rating. And on the same day of his presidency, Barack Obama was at 44% approval rating. By the way, this is a set pattern that goes on for almost the whole time I've had my show on the air. And the whole time Trump's been president, I've always said Trump on the same day of the Obama presidency is always ahead. There were times where he's ahead by 6 points, times where he's ahead by 5, by 4, by 3, by 2. Now he's only up by 1 on the same day of Obama's presidency, but he's still up. The point is, Trump is not the most unpopular president in history. He's the most popular president. He's more popular than Obama, who the media thinks is the most popular president ever. Trump is more popular than Obama, always, on any day you pick. And by the way, Trump signed a plaque today to celebrate 200 miles of border wall in Arizona. You heard that in the interview I had earlier today with Hogan Gidley, that by the time they got there, they were already on 220 miles. So they're building the wall so fast, they'd already built 20 miles more than the 200-mile plaque, celebratory plaque. And on the topic of this cancel culture and knocking down statues and changing names because you're so upset that at one point 200 years ago it had something to do with prejudice or racism, it's time to cancel Yale. Now, there's a conservative out there who points out the extensive slavery ties of Elihu Yale, who is the founder of Yale University. And he is really pushing hard to have Yale change its name. And I'm sure the students are going to pick up on this. They're going to demand Yale change its name, not realizing they're destroying the value of their college degree that their parents are paying for, not them. And their parents are paying like $75,000 to $80,000 a year for. That's what an Ivy League degree costs nowadays. An absolutely ridiculous $70,000 to $80,000 a year. And the minute you change Yale's name, what's going to happen to all the people that have it hanging on their wall? They attended Yale University. They got a Yale MBA. They got a Yale medical degree. They got a Yale law degree. What are they going to do? Their degree is worthless. The name won't exist anymore. All these years of branding and it's all gone. Because it's something a guy did all those years ago. How ridiculous. What do we have left? Like a minute, minute and a half, Chris? A minute left to go. Okay. So I want to end the show by just letting you know researchers have looked at coronavirus case incidents for the week ending May 30th in the 100 most populous U.S. counties. And people are so hysterical, like that guy in the post office, about catching coronavirus. For Americans between the ages of 50 and 64, the risk of being hospitalized is 1 in almost 900,000, and the risk of dying is 1 in 19 million. And that's people 50 to 64. Under 50, it might as well be zero. Under 20, it might as well be zero. Under 30, zero. And the odds of being with someone who's infected and you getting it is 1 in 3,836. This is what they've made America hysterical about. This is what the media has made us all hysterical about. 1 in 19 million chance of dying.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
ImmunoCorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.